WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio, boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet's slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Another week of WWE news, thoughts, and... Oh, I've just been released. I'm sorry. It's been fun working here. I've met some good friends. I thank you for all... Oh, hang on. I'm rehired. Hi, everyone. This is the Omega, the be-all and all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
I want an iPad cover.
Do you have 20 bucks on you?
Wait, I can't find my wallet. Give me a sec.
Alright.
No. I'll just get one off Emma, it's all good.
Doing the country proud.
Well, country stereotype, but yeah, okay.
And of course, as usual, at the head of this little table we call WTR, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, let's find out if Skype crafts out tonight, shall we? I downgraded to an older version. Hello?
Hooray, inferiority.
Is anybody there?
Yeah.
Turn up the hearing aid, Grandpa.
Is anybody at home? Come on now. I know you're feeling down.
It.
I can ease your pain and get you back on your feet again. Relax. Just a little pinprick. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Rest Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Shout out to, hey, Starscream Josh, because he's in the chat room. And I happen to know that there's somebody named Sheila tuned in and listening. So shout out to Sheila as well. Who else should I shout out to? PW Mania. Anybody else? Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know. We got any sponsors these days?
Not at the moment, no. But sponsorship is available for only $5 a week.
Very good. So,
yeah.
Wrestling. Let's go.
Yeah, Mace is in a hurry. I don't know. Maybe he's got a hot date or something, so he just wants to get the show over with. Why don't we talk about Win and Fail for the week? And we'll start with, because I brought Mace up first, but Omega, what's your win for the week?
I couldn't even pick a win because it's all topical. like, seriously, everything I could pick for win is already something we're going to talk about later.
Well, you can still pick that as a win.
Yeah, I can pick it as a win, but it'd be pointless to discuss it now.
Well, we won't go into detail. How's that?
Okay, fine, fine. Okay, you want a win of the week? AJ.
AJ! Okay, would you like to discuss it now?
No! Because there's a whole topic later on.
Yes,
follow the fucking run sheet!
Run sheet? Don't give away secrets. Shame on you.
Yeah, this totally isn't planned out in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, no, AJ coming back. Definite pleasant surprise and a win. And we'll talk about her and her pregnancy when we get to that part of the rundown sheet. Mace, what's your win for the week?
Surprisingly enough, my one is not a topic. But
yay! We can discuss it. Win.
Yeah, exactly. Zeb Coulter's promo against Lana and Rusev.
Oh, ho, ho. I can't disagree with you on that one. Go for it.
America. Pretty much it. It's close enough to 4th of July. Why not try and get Jack Swagger over and get him the feud that he should have had from the fucking beginning?
There you go. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have Zeb Coulter's fucking export list to include the people that probably should be exported.
There you go. Yeah, no, that was definitely surprisingly enjoyable. I say surprisingly.
Swagger got chance!
That's why it was surprising. It's exactly what I was going to say.
That's the first time the We the People, where Zeb asked people to stand up for We the People, and everyone stood up.
That's just, like, awesome. I mean, people were not being sarcastic when they were chanting We the People along with Zeb this time around.
Yeah, this time around it was, well, I guess you would go quote unquote true patriotism.
Yeah,
for this storyline, but yeah, it's like holy shit. I was just more surprised that Swagger was actually over for a few seconds.
That was amazing. I have to admit that I was expecting at some point in time to see Hulk Hogan and hear his music, Real American. Because that's just a little too obvious, you know what I mean?
It's been obvious for a while, but they haven't drawn that card yet.
Yeah.
And honestly, I kind of credit WWE for showing that. Reservation to do so.
We haven't gotten to that part, brother.
Yeah, that was jumping the gun, our producer.
Keep going.
Rocking the sock connection, guy.
Yeah, keep going with your conversation. You can always talk over the music. People can actually still hear you. Just point that one out.
Oh, yeah, it sounds shitty in our ears when the music's playing when we're trying to talk, and it's distracting.
Continue talking to him.
Fine. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Jack Swagger getting chants and cheers and not jeers and sarcastic We the People. But I have to admit, it's a little too obvious. I'm dying to have Hogan come out and shoot on them.
Does Raw have any dates on any sort of Americanized holiday?
Well, the most Americanized holiday has just passed until November.
Which would be, what, Memorial Day?
No, September.
No.
September is Labor Day, but...
Okay, well, that's not American. Labor Day is not American. That's celebrated in Canada and the United Kingdom as well.
But
you need something that, like, celebrates America's military or something along those lines.
Well, that would be Memorial Day. That's in May. If I remember my American holidays correctly. And the 4th of July, you cannot get more American holiday than that before November. Really.
Yeah, but they didn't have a Raw on the 4th of July, though.
Yeah, they had SmackDown, though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown, of course, it was taped July 1st, Canada Day, but broadcast July 4th, America Day. So... But
so it was a Saturday for me, sir.
There you go. I don't expect to see Hogan doing anything because, let's face it, it'll take him about an hour and a half to get to the ring with his plastic hips. So, but I just want to get him. I want him to come out, get on the mic, and put them in their place. Alongside Sergeant Slaughter.
A lot of people are going, hey, let's bring Hogan out. I realize that there's somebody actually better than Hogan for this.
Okay.
I'd like to hear Rusev be called a puke.
Yeah, you see, this is what I was saying when you jumped over top of me there. I was saying alongside Sergeant Slaughter, I'd like to see the both of them come out.
Parade out everyone in history that had a Patriot gimmick.
Yeah, bring out the Patriot too. You got to do that at some point in time.
Does that mean that we get Hunter and Sean in camouflage gear?
That'd be kind of interesting, except that Hunter's, you know, doing the authority gimmick, so he, you know, that wouldn't work. Sean would. Have Sean come out with his camo fatigues that he wears for his Outdoor Life Network show.
And does that mean Undertaker has to come out as the American Badass again?
I'm not sure that counts as patriotic.
Well, he used to ride around with a flag, so it's sort of patriotic.
And the bike that he rode to the ring and around it, that was a Harley, wasn't it? Harley Davidson?
Probably.
Okay, you don't get much more American than riding a Harley Davidson. Really.
So there you go. The return of the American Badass Undertaker. You heard it here first.
Yeah, now watch, it'll never happen, and then we will just conveniently forget all about it. And of course, if it does happen, you know that we're going to accuse somebody of being a mole and also accuse WWE of ripping us off.
Well, duh.
Yeah, see, either way, it's a win-win situation. So if it happens, then we take credit. If it doesn't happen, we all forget about it. Because let's face it, wrestling fans have a 30-second... Oh, look, a butterfly. Attention span. Okay, my win for the week, guys, is the Swerve. Everybody thought, oh, the big reveal, it's The Miz, and with his new entrance video, you're thinking, oh, it's The Rock, because it kind of sort of starts out the way Rock's entrance video does, and until Miz pops up, and, you know, he's in the ring, and halfway through his return promo, hit the fireworks and the music, and out comes Y2J. He fooled you! He fooled you all!
I don't know, like, the Miz's new opening thing, I didn't really... It must have been I wasn't paying attention at the time.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as his music kicked in, I'm like, it's the Miz. Wait, movie star? Ah, that's right, he went and did he's just come back from filming a movie.
Marine 4.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, come on, you're not a movie star, Miz. You just did the Marine 4. Piss off. But, yeah, so it's not so much that, you know, Jericho shows up. It's just the it's Jericho's return combined with you know, swerving the audience, and I thought that was pretty big. But that led into AJ showing up a little bit later, which was Omega's win. And I tell you, Monday Night's Raw was absolutely awesome. So much for all of these boycotters who were pissed off that John Cena won the titles on Sunday.
You realize that's probably why they did it, right?
Yeah, this is everybody.
This was a giant middle finger to everybody that went, Cena wins, not going to watch Raw. Well, okay, fine. We're going to put on one of our best Raws ever. Fuck you.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, Rock, you've got the stats about it.
Rating
Raw's viewership was through the bloody roof.
It went up 20% from the previous week. Just point that one out.
Yeah, and that's like through the roof.
Yeah.
In comparison, so.
Like an additional 700,000 viewers or something like that.
Almost a million extra.
Yeah.
And nobody knew what was going on or any of that nonsense.
Nope. But you guys are failing to miss the one big return from Raw. I'm surprised it wasn't any of your...
No. Wait for it. 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 Wait for it.
And I'm going to cause you to rephrase that. We're failing to miss something, which means that we're recognizing something you think that we weren't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because you you said it wrong. No, he misspoke. I know what he meant. It's just you sound stupid when you do shit like that.
How do you know what I was gonna say?
You don't understand what I'm talking about now. You said you failed to miss it. That means we did not miss it.
Okay, fine. Continue talking, and we'll see if you can actually bring it up.
No, I'm not going to bring it up.
Bring it up in the second half of the segment.
Because it comes up later. So. That being said, let's talk about your fail of the week,
Tim,
Mace.
No, Tim, what's your fail of the week?
Hell, Grammar Hitler, Tim. Grammar Hitler. Hey, listen, I can't help it if it really bugs me, Josh, when people sound like fucking retards, especially when I know they're not. Just putting that out there. What's your fail for the week? Wade Barrett buggering up his shoulder, getting stripped of the title. And thank you very much for that, Rock.
You're welcome.
No. You thank Swagger for that one.
No.
That's an inside between me and Rock, and that's where it's staying.
No,
Mace,
it's not.
What's your fail for the week?
Mace.
No, shut up, Rock. Let Mace talk. It's his turn.
Mace, can I talk first?
No, you can't. It's my show.
At 10:03, I don't have a fail.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you very much. You can leave now. Hush up and do your Joe producing shit. No cookies for you. Angry old man. Hush. Thanks, gang kittens. Mace, what's your fail for the week?
Here's the thing. I have one that comes in tune of the storyline, but then one happened to break within the last hour or two that sort of made me a bit sad.
Oh.
So I will give the newer one a sort of a honorable mention as a fail. Santino's retiring. It's sad to see him go.
That's a sadness.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially due to injury.
Third neck injury. Santino's announced his retirement at a live event recently. It's a sad thing to see him go, but he says he wants to stay on in a non-wrestling capacity, which is good. They'll probably end up putting him as a trainer down in Florida, which is excellent.
Well, I would hope that they still give him an on-screen role. Occasional. I don't want to upset him.
Turn him into a shill for whatever alcoholic thing they're trying to put on at pay-per-views.
The greatest drinks of all the times.
And turn him into one of the mosh pit things for Adam Rose. Something.
Just to correct you, Mace, I don't think they'll send him to Florida because he has his own Battle Arts Academy up in Toronto. So that's probably where he'll be.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. My real fail for this week will be Roman Reigns getting a title shot at Battleground.
Okay.
Mainly because of the way. Go back 2 weeks? No. Go back to the 23rd of June. So, 2 weeks ago. Stephanie berating Vicky Guerrero in the middle of the ring because Vicky allowed Roman Reigns into the Rumble and he ended up winning for a shot at the Money in the Bank. Stephanie clearly saying at one point, I don't want Roman Reigns getting a title shot. That was the whole point of the segment.
Yeah.
Flash forward a week. And Triple H announces Roman Reigns as one of the contenders for the title at Battleground. Continuity!
Who needs it? he explained on WWE.com interview, it's because the people like Roman Reigns, so he's giving the people what they want because it's best for business.
Was that put out after Monday?
Yes.
yeah, they knew they fucked up, and so they went to cover it.
They taped that.
It's still a fail.
They taped it Tuesday, you know, aired it Wednesday, you know.
But yeah, so they got caught out in their own shit and went, crap, we need a reason to cover this up. Triple H, do an interview. It was a flub. They screwed up their own continuity. It was hilarious. So it was a funny fail this week for me.
Funny fails are always, you know, not bad. So, let's talk about Omega and his fail.
The return of former champion, the Great Khali. I knew where you were going, Rock.
Okay.
I was so happy. I couldn't even tell why. Like, Khali went away and I didn't even notice. But I could just instinctively feel that for some reason I'm enjoying the WWE product more.
Just, oh, you're so mean.
It just felt better. And then Khali comes back and... those were good times. Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, why not? Okay, yeah, Santino gets an injured neck again, has to retire, but yeah. The guy who looks like, acts like, and wrestles like a Redwood. Yeah, he's still around.
All right. Well, there you go. So that's our wins and our fails for this week.
Tim, did you fail this week?
Did I fail this week? Well, no. I would be Rock's fail for the week. I know that, and I know where you're getting. And you guys quit talking behind my back.
We haven't said shit to each other. I'm asking, have you said your fail for this week? Because I don't remember. Because it went to me and then Omega, and I don't think I heard yours.
That was the spoon-fed line. Wade Barrett having to be stripped of the title. And having his shoulder fucked up. And having to have, like, surgery and being gone for months and shit like that.
Okay.
Because he didn't have a fail.
Yeah. Thanks, Rock. Shut up. Moving on. Apparently, TNA is going to be taken Bound for Glory to Japan. What do you think about them actually doing something like this, Mace? Omega?
Didn't we have this conversation a couple weeks ago where we said, hey, you know, TNA, if they're going to do a world tour, they should actually include more of the world than the UK.
We were talking about that.
I believe so, yeah.
In bits and pieces.
Then all of a sudden, we're going to Japan!
Maybe the mole works for the other company now.
I think we got more than one mole.
What if we're all moles?
That would explain a lot.
Mully, 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 mully.
But yeah, TNA taking the show to Japan, it's not a bad idea, especially if they do like they did a few years ago where they sort of cross-promoted. And it was like they had a whole heap of really good Japanese talent on the show.
That's the
They went and combined it with Wrestle Kingdom, if I remember correctly.
They're using Wrestle 1 this time around. Great Muda's company.
Ah, yes. But still, there's a good chance that you'll get some decent Japanese talent. If they do the event as sort of a USA versus Japan type deal, I've got no problem with it because it'll be showcasing international talent. And, you know, we do away with TNA storylines for a night, thank God.
Well, no, they're gonna have a few matches based on TNA storylines, and you'll have a couple battles between Japan and TNA talent, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a joint show.
It sounds like half decent show.
Either way. It's something different.
Yeah.
I might want to watch it just because of the Japanese crowd and seeing how they react to a TNA product.
Yeah, it's the crowd reaction that makes me more interested in this.
crowd reactions in Japan have always been weird. They sort of wait until the very, very end of a chain and then just give sort of like a polite round of applause and then they go quiet again.
Well, that's just, you know, this is the Japanese culture. When shit's going on, you shut up and you pay attention and you show respect to the people doing stuff for you. When it's over, then you golf clap them to show them your appreciation.
Yeah. Believe me, I've watched enough Japanese wrestling to know that.
Oh, well, yeah, you're bloody close enough.
Gee, I also happen to have friends who wrestle in Japan, so...
mm-hmm.
And that's just a very... I hear the stories, and it's just a very, very weird crowd, because you're so used to... When you go to, like, you wrestle in the UK, you wrestle in the US, you wrestle in Australia, basically everywhere else is in the world that you go and wrestle... You're used to a crowd that's very, very lively, where they're always shouting stuff, really getting behind their characters and everything. You go to Japan, and it's just so quiet. Mm-hmm. And it's at the end of a spot or something like that. They'll give you a round of applause. And
yeah, that's
sort of
the
like,
weird thing.
Yeah, it throws people off.
I've seen matches out of Japan, and you know they finish a big spot or length of chain wrestling, and you hear applause like you would at like the end of like a concert piece.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Andy, who's over wrestling in Japan at the moment, he's a bit of a hardcore guy, so he does all the, you know, all the dangerous style spots. And even he said to me, he's like, it's like a different world. Like I go over there and you know somebody will hit me with you know a chair or a light tube or something over my head and everything, I'm gushing blood and I'll get this round of applause. And that's it. There's no real yelling or anything like that. And it's just, it's very weird to wrestle in front of. It's just, yeah, it's interesting. Like I've got, I think they called it International Assault or something like that. Last time TNA were in Japan, Global Impact Japan. As I try to get to the DVD, I believe that. This was, there we go, 2008.
There's a one-night-only pay-per-view that debuted on Friday where they were did some matches in Japan. So that's now on your local cable provider if you want to watch it.
Okay. Again, this is like, I haven't seen any of their cross-promotion stuff since this 2008 DVD. And man, this goes back a while. It's back when Kurt Angle held the belt. Wow.
Now he's in charge.
Yeah, so I heard. Oh, God. Here we go. I'm looking over this, and one match really stands out to me. The Steiner Brothers versus Tomko and Giant Bernard.
I want to throw something at you guys really quick.
Oh, I'm going to put this on after the show.
Here we go.
No,
he's throwing something at us. Quick, everybody duck.
No, we talked about the possible retirement of Santino Marella at this point. Petey Williams announced his retirement over the weekend. What was your thoughts on that?
That's sad, because I had always hoped to, at some point in time, even for 6 months, see Petey in WWE. So, like, you know, the mainstream wrestling fan could get a chance to see how good he is in the ring.
Because I'm sure they'd let him do a Canadian Destroyer in the WWE.
Goldust does it all the time.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Goldust does it. They just doesn't call it the Canadian Destroyer. Petey has been using that move since long before TNA. And he's been calling it the Canadian Destroyer before TNA. TNA, you know, just glommed onto it. As it were.
He used to do that back in... what's his face? The dude who was the manager of Team Canada.
Scott D'Amore.
Yeah, Scott D'Amore's promotion.
Yep. Border City Wrestling.
Yes, that's the one.
The place that fucked over Raven.
Yeah. located in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, right across the river from Detroit.
Yeah, that's one of those things like... Petey, an amazing talent. I guess it was just either the money's not doing well enough for him to continue, or he must have fucked up his body a lot more than we've realized.
Or wants to get out before he does.
Yeah,
That's the other thing. He wants to get out before he does, and that's a good idea.
Because he's 32 years old, and when I heard it, it was like, interesting. That he's very young to, you know, retire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus, you know, he was training, quote-unquote, training with Scott Steiner at one point.
Oh, God.
That'll take 20 years off your career.
So, TNA going to Japan, will that benefit them at all? Will that help them out?
Maybe.
It really depends on how they react to the TNA's level of performance.
Yeah, it might open up another market for TNA to sort of expand into a Japanese market, but sort of as a worldwide recognition, I don't think it's really going to change their position much. Because, as we've always said, the worst thing about TNA has been advertising.
The good thing about this show, Wrestle 1 is going to handle a lot of the promotion over there.
Yeah, so you got a very established promotion over there handling all the promotion. So, it'll probably help them break into a Japanese market, but it's not really going to raise their name on an international level. So anyway, since we can probably take a shot.
No, he's typing. I hear him typing in the background.
Yeah, no, I'm responding to people that are sending me messages. My apologies. Why don't we take a break here? Our first break of the evening. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, everybody, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family, put the kids in bed because we swear, and they shouldn't hear that because it's bullshit that they put up. You let them put up with that. Don't do that. If your parents, you know, teach your kids some manners and morals. We'll be back in just a bit.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey, Wild Talk Radio, this is New York Times bestselling author Brian Shields.
The greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's having a goal. I don't believe it.
And my new book, 30 Years of WrestleMania, is coming out September 15th.
The spectacle that is WrestleMania. This is it.
Pre-order it now wherever books are sold.
Here we go. Once in a lifetime.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Welcome back to WTR, or Sunday Night Let's Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. That's where we are, correct?
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, hey, go ahead.
Can I talk one thing for very, very quickly before we go back into the wrestling talk? It's all wrestling related.
Well, it depends on what you're going to talk about, but yeah, go ahead.
Anybody here watch the UFC fight over the weekend?
No, but I saw the gif of it.
Exactly.
That's basically how long it lasted.
Yeah, the Ronda Rousey's fight from UFC 175, 16-second knockout. It fits on a gif.
Didn't she rupture something in her hand, too?
Not that I know of.
Yeah,
I didn't hear any reports or anything.
Yeah,
afterwards.
She ruptured a cyst in her hand and had to get like 9 stitches.
She broke her hand in that woman's forehead.
When she hit her with the left, she broke open a cyst and had to get 9 stitches.
Oh, good God. But like, I...
What about the other girl? Does she remember her name yet?
I don't know, but she went on autopilot after being knocked out and tried to do a takedown on the ref.
That part I missed.
That was funny. As Rousey gets up, the girl tries to grab around the waist again. Rousey just pulls the arm off. You watch, she goes straight after the referee trying to hold her and get her to go. It's over. They spend a good, like, 2 minutes telling this girl, the fight's over. You know, snap out of it. Come back to us, please. The fight's over. But, oh, my God. Like, I wasn't home to see it live. I had to catch a replay later. But
what, online?
pretty much. It was like I got home just as the fight finished. So all I saw was, you know, Ronda Rousey retains in 16 seconds. I'm like, I have to see this. Because all of a sudden I'm seeing Samoa Joe go, holy crap, Ronda Rousey knocked her out with a judo throw. And if Joe's going, holy shit, this is going to mean something.
Well, I'm surprised that it was such a quick fight. I expected a little bit more.
Rousey's fights don't really last that long. And I think this is the first one that she's done in UFC where she hasn't actually won by the armbar submission.
Uh-huh.
Her last fight, I think, went, what, a minute or so?
Yeah, I think it went like a minute five or something like that. It was just so quick.
And we thought that was quick.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think the quickest fight I've ever seen in the UFC was, surprisingly enough, a Tank Abbott match that lasted 4 seconds. It was literally, it was basically ding, ding. Tank walks in the middle, right hand knocks the guy out. And yet all we do is remember him for his dancing. Yeah, I just wanted to get that out there because that was just an amazing thing. And like people will go, oh yeah, you know, women in MMA shouldn't really be allowed. Bullshit. There's calls for Rousey to just skip the women's division altogether and start fighting the men now. It's like, what's she got left? Not much.
Yeah, how many guys do you know that get the fuck beat out of them by this woman?
Thanks to Kane Kittens, I now know it was the second shortest title fight in history. What was the shortest?
Oh, that's a good question to the Googles.
To the Googles. Apparently, the shortest title fight in history lasted 15 seconds.
Okay. Who was in it?
I'm waiting for Kane Kittens to come up with the answers because, you know, he's the one that threw that first little bit of trivia up there.
Because Google's got Frank Shamrock versus Kevin Jackson, the middleweight title that was 18 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. The main event of the night also was pretty good, too. You know, great effort by Lyoto Machida.
Yeah, no, I missed that main event completely. I kind of sort of forgot.
That's not a good format, so.
Yeah, well, I kind of sort of forgot that it was even on until I checked Twitter and saw all these posts on Twitter, everybody praising Rusev, but instead of posting pictures of the posting posed pictures of her with no clothes on.
Who's Rousey?
Or whatever.
Rousey?
Rousey.
Yeah. Rousey.
We'll blame your Canadian accent for that one.
Yeah.
No, blame the fact that I didn't pronounce it correctly. Shit happens. Fuck off.
Okay, so I'm rewatching the fight now. And yeah, she's trying to take down the ref as he's pulling her up. I love how many of these fake YouTube links are normally just like half a clip, like a fake thumbnail, and it's like, watch the full match at this link that we promise has no spyware. What? Why am I going to click for the full match? I just saw it. I saw it in the time it took to read. Click here for full match.
Funnily enough, Rousey's quickest win was her first match back in 2011 in 25 seconds.
25 seconds.
Yep, submission via armbar.
Oh, I've been on Rocky Marathon all evening for some reason.
Okay. Good, because you need bad Stallone?
Well, the movies are good, even though Stallone's the star in all of them.
Yeah, you
gotta make sure to watch them with subtitles. Even the subtitles have question mark.
That's good. Let's be honest here. Bad Stallone is good Stallone.
Wait a minute. Isn't that kind of redundant?
Bad Stallone is the only Stallone.
Yeah, because can you please point out good Stallone?
Frank?
No.
I didn't think I'd get away with that.
But yes, shall we get to some amazing returns from Monday night?
We already talked about Kali.
No, I mean the
other amazing returns.
Oh, those.
Yeah, you know, the Miz, he's
the headlines.
The Miz is back from the Marine Corps. How happy are we?
Hoorah!
No. Screw that. Chris Jericho actually came back.
No.
Buggered over the Miz completely.
No way. Jericho's back? Oh my God.
That was so good though. Cause it's not, okay. Cause yeah, you could, the way they were describing it, yes, it fits the Miz technically.
Yeah.
So at the very least, they weren't lying. And it was a good swerve because everyone was thinking Jericho. The rumors were Jericho. And, you know, to me, you know, you thought The Rock. I kind of thought Jericho with the opening. And then it's The Miz, which threw everyone off, which is a good swerve.
I have to admit, right up until they started showing that little 10-second video intro before Miz showed up, it actually, you know, it did lean towards The Rock. Multimedia star, or yeah. cross-platform star, right?
Yeah.
And then the opening, it just reminded me of his, his second entrance video.
About 12, but when he came back, when he came back,
the Hollywood one where it took 15 minutes to get the intro out of the way.
Yeah, the heel one, yeah. That one.
Yeah, but Jericho used to come out to Shots of Cityscapes, too.
But not like that.
To be honest, I thought, for like a split second, I thought, oh, okay, Batista's back early. What? just for the ultimate troll.
That would have actually been really funny.
It would have got the crowd heat something shocking.
That's why it would have been funny.
But the problem was, it was The Miz, and you could hear the collective, eh, from the crowd. It was just, okay, Miz.
Really?
Awesome, great,
yeah, I feel like back in, 2010?
Yeah.
2011. When did he win WrestleMania? Was that 2011? 2010?
Something along those lines. But he came out, and you could just hear collective silence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what you want on a return.
Well, you know,
returns usually generate at least some positive or negative reaction. A reaction of silence really shows you how much people don't give a flying fuck about this.
Ironically enough, you know, I was creeping Twitter. I would say about maybe 10 minutes before this all went down and, read a tweet from, Y2J. He, posted a, picture of some, I can't remember what it was. It was a video game station. Might have been PlayStation. But he's saying that he's, spending some quality time with his daughters.
Yeah, the master troll at work.
Yeah. And as soon as I read that, I'm thinking, something's up. Rock is on TV, and you're tweeting that you're at home farting around with your kids. The only time you ever do that, Chris, is when you're about to show up on Raw. But I didn't connect the goddamn dots.
Well, to be fair, the last time he came back in surprise manner, someone got a photo of him in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of took some of the suspense out of it.
Only for those who saw the photo. Only for those who saw the photo. But that was along the line when Kevin Nash came back as Diesel to participate. What was that, the Royal Rumble?
The Royal Rumble, yeah.
Yeah. Some guy saw him in the airport and his hair is all long and it's all, you know, the color it was back in 1995 when he was Diesel.
Black.
And, yeah.
The color's called black, Tim.
Yeah, well, it was colored. The guy's, like, gray-haired and all this shit, but...
Kevin Nash's hair has been all colors but red.
Has it never been red?
Well, it went from...
Yeah, I guess not. No, yeah. I'm just thinking like different, you know, different.
So, Kevin Nash is the doctor. He's never been a ginger.
There you go.
The scary time was when
you dork.
Some fans saw Nash at the airport, walked up to him, and he's recording him with his cell phone. He says, "You're going to be in the Rumble this year, aren't you?" He says, "Nope, not doing it, blah, 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 deny it, left, right, and crazy." "Well, why are you looking like Diesel, like when you were doing Diesel?" "Oh, so it's for a movie role, blah, blah, blah." And he's just doing everything he can. He's not even looking at the guy, doing everything he can to ignore him, and just not working. And you see that, and you're like, okay, we'll see you at the Rumble.
Speaking of when Nash did movie roles, the worst hair color was when he dyed it really, really blonde.
Oh, good Lord. I was thinking DOA. Because that was blonde and, like, the beard was still black.
But he dyed that blonde and he lost, he had to cut his hair, I think, in a match. I think against maybe Jericho, I think it was. Yeah, that was special.
But yeah, like, when Jericho came out, like, I watched the return during the commercial break. You saw the collective crowd crap their pants in unison when the pyro hit and the music went off.
I don't know whether that was
the fact that they weren't expecting pyro. Because that shit is loud in an arena.
It is. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're sitting at a WWE event. When they hit the pyro, it'll deafen you. I mean, when I went to Raw a year ago, May, sitting up like on the second level, I'm about almost as far away from the ring as you can get on the other side of the entryway, the wrestler's entryway. And they're lighting off the different pyro for the different wrestlers. And it was just banging on the old eardrums.
Oh, dude, I was sitting third row from the top of the nosebleed section, directly opposite the entryway. And they did Kane's pyro back when they started off with the huge explosion at the ramp. Mm-hmm. Even that made my ears bleed. Yeah, and it was, like, our arena is the same as yours in the States and in Canada, you know, full regulation size. And fuck me, you know?
Yeah.
I anytime I go to an arena, I gotta double check who's on the card first, so I know when to plug my ears when they come out.
Yeah, I wish I had.
And I don't help my little brother, who's usually sitting next to me, which is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, you know, you older siblings are such a pain in the ass. You're pricks. You know that, right?
Damn right.
I've got 7 older siblings, and at one point in time, they've all been assholes.
It's a part of the job description.
It's just not right.
Tim just wants to be someone older than someone so he can be an asshole to them.
No, actually, I don't, because at this point in time in my life, now, when the family gets together and they start picking on me, I shut them right down by telling them it doesn't matter how old and gray and or bald all of us may get, and wrinkly, I'll still be younger than all of them.
Okay, better yet, at one point you wanted someone to be younger than you so you could have been an asshole to them. Yes, don't lie.
Well, my son's younger than me. I'm not an asshole to him.
It's a different dichotomy, dude. Father-son is a very different dichotomy from your older brother, younger brother.
God damn it, quit putting that shit out. Yeah, so.
See, Omega, you need a sibling so you can experience this fun. And
No, I really don't.
No, because you're just conjuring up images of his mom and dad working on procreating, and that's going to haunt him now at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning when he wakes up.
It's not. It had nothing to do with that, you very creepy old pervert.
How many restraining orders are you up to now?
I think Omega's just scared of the fact that if he ever does have a younger sibling, it's the grubby hands on the toy collection.
What hands?
Yeah. If
I had a sibling,
brother and or sister will be limbless.
If I had a sibling at this point, they would have a very unfortunate lawnmower accident.
You're just as bad as you're accusing me of being, only in a different way.
I'm not going to kill them.
Horrible.
I wasn't going to kill anybody. I was just trying to give you nightmares.
But anyway, back to Jericho.
So they're, you know, it's obviously evident that he's immediately entering a program with Bray Wyatt. Guys, I know you're anticipating something out of this. The mic alone.
That's the first thing I said. I don't even care if they have a match. Just give them both a microphone. Give me 10 minutes and I will pay for it.
Well, those of us who actually watched SmackDown on Friday night got a preview of that when Chris went into the ring and basically addressed Bray Wyatt. Then Bray Wyatt and the other two appeared on the Titantron. And you saw that, and you're watching it, and you're thinking, shit, get them in the ring and give them both mics.
Yeah, pretty much. With Jericho, he can improv really well. And from what we've been hearing, Bray only scripts about 50% or less of what he does. So yep. Those two going off against each other in a live format, oh my god, here, take my money.
Yep.
That's even before they start wrestling. Could you imagine Jericho's reaction to Bray's spider walk?
Oh god, I'm anticipating the reaction. Right now, I am anticipating.
I could see the moment of shock that everybody else gets, but Jericho would be like, "Hey Bray, stay there for a second. Lion salt." Catch me, Bray.
We can expect an entire summer of these two at loggerheads with each other.
And thank God for it.
When I found that out, I said one word, two letters. Okay.
Yeah, SummerSlam. God damn it, WWE, you've got me to resubscribe for another 6 months.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, there you go. But that's gonna be damn good, and they're gonna be going right through September when Jericho goes back on tour with Fozzy. So,
yeah. Plus, this is something that they sort of started before Jericho left last time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they hinted at it, so at least it has a bit of history.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I'm happy to see it because even if they don't even call back to it. It's going to be good wrestling. It's going to be something that's going to help raise Bray's profile.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know, that's all fine and dandy. It's hard for me to even think that Husky Harris needs to have his profile raised.
He needs more people who can teach him like his wrestling a bit better.
Yeah.
If there's one thing like. Bray is great on the mic. We've seen that. In the ring, that really depends on his opponent, on how his wrestling matches go. To get him more technical people like Jericho will help him in the long run. I'm not saying like after this you start pushing the guy to the moon, but it gives more credibility to the guy to be a future headline of the company. Or maybe even champion in about 2-3 years, which won't happen. I'll have the belt on him in probably a year.
Quite possibly.
Yes, that is great. Lead us, Tim.
Well, I was about to say, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait for it. But why don't we actually talk about what my spoon-fed fail was for tonight? Wade Barrett getting stripped of the Intercontinental title. There's going to be a battle royal
for a new champion for the Intercontinental strap. What's your thoughts on this entire thing, guys?
It's a lot of goddamn injuries lately.
Mm-hmm.
God, it freaking sucks. It's someone that's that hot, that on the rise, and then you put him in a match with Jack Swagger, and shit goes wrong.
No. Well, the problem was him hitting the barrier just in the right position, and it just turns out that's like where one of the supports was, right behind it, and you know, less padding and more solidity, if you will. It's an unfortunate thing. Accidents happen. It just makes Swagger look like, you know, a very, very reckless individual. Because this is what, the third person now that he's hurt?
Well, it was Ziggler giving a severe concussion just after he won the championship. So he was red hot, and then he faced Swagger. Yeah, and now Wade Barrett, just after he won the Intercontinental Championship, red hot. Hey, Swagger. Who was number three?
There was somebody that he hurt. Didn't he bugger Cena up?
I can't remember.
If he
bugged... it's just weird. It's like, well, you put one of our potential future, you know, top contenders on the shelf for 5 weeks with a concussion, and you got caught with a DUI drug possession charge. Have fun at WrestleMania in the championship match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, now right now you're involved in an incident where our, you know, rising Wade Barrett just fucked his shoulder. Here, we're going to babyface turn you and give you a big push.
Yeah, I can see Barrett coming back as a babyface. He's getting all the cheers and the pops right now anyway. Everybody loves I've got some bad news. I mean, even Triple H is getting a fucking pop when he does it. I don't have a problem with Wade Barrett. Yeah.
No, Barrett's a good guy.
Yeah, no, I'm drinking. I've got no problem with Wade Barrett being a babyface.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
What's the bad news?
That totally wasn't where Omega was going, though. He was talking about Swagger being turned face.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I don't have a problem with Barrett being turned face when he comes back. Trying to, you know, just like ignore Swagger because I don't like him.
And if Swagger injured Cena, I don't think Swagger would have been kept around. Just pointing that one out.
But, now, don't be like all those other sheeple out there being, oh, it's John Cena, blah, 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 boycott, blah, blah, blah.
No, Bray Wyatt poked John Cena in the eye about 3 years ago.
Yep.
He soon then went down to developmental.
Well, he wasn't Bray Wyatt when he poked Cena in the eye.
No, but
they
still.
They got rid of Husky Harris.
But still, he was Husky Harris, poked Cena in the eye, and we didn't see him for 2 years. Just point that one out.
Well, you got to remember, you're a fledgling rookie. You get brought to developmental, and then you finally get to make the Raw roster. And then you do that. It's kind of like being on World 8-4 of Mario and then catching Koopa's Fireball and going back to 1-1. Fucking sucks.
Somebody's like playing Candy Crush.
I am currently holding up a bomb, okay? And it looks like and is the same size as the one from the old Mario Brothers movie.
Ba-bomb.
Ba-bomb!
Dustin Hoffman's really, really bad, but very good role.
But yeah, with Barrett, sucks he's been stripped of the title. Frankly, when you're in that situation, you got to go with whatever's available.
What do you think about them?
Too long, so.
Yeah, but what do you think about them having a battle royal to crown
considering,
a champion?
Considering that they've just done a Money in the Bank, I suppose battle royal is another good way to do it.
And they recently just held a tournament, so...
Well, it's no secret that the Battle Royal is one of my all-time favorite matches. Just the thought of, you know, like being able to see all these guys in the ring doing all of these different moves, everybody getting a chance to, you know, sit in the spotlight at least momentarily before you finally get down to the final two, before the last one goes over and your champion gets crowned. I don't have a problem with that. I think I like that better than some kind of beat the clock or gauntlet tournament or something.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But
you know, when was the last time you had a battle royal for a championship?
Oh, God. In WWE or just in general?
WWE.
Okay.
Just try and keep it within the same company.
Batista, when he got stripped and Kali won the title?
Oh no!
Was
so
that it?
2010.
That's the first one that comes off the top of my head.
Like 4 years ago was the first one you can think of.
Yeah. Because for a while there, they stopped doing battle royals. So.
Okay, so 4 years, so they could get the Kali taint off the match. Good.
Well, Kali's in this battle royal for the Intercontinental Championship, so.
God damn it!
Your new Intercontinental Champion, the Great Kali.
Fuck off.
Now that's a fucking reason to boycott.
How about this? I think the Intercontinental Champion should be able to correctly pronounce Intercontinental.
Or a champion. Or a hello.
Or WWE.
Or even
no
high.
Rock. No rock. Bad rock.
No rock? No. The other one was bad enough. That will not be tolerated.
Oh, apparently we're all kind of, you know.
Rock? Fuck off.
Apparently.
You've seen Kali wrestle. You know he has no movement.
Right. All right. So we all kind of forgot about this. Sheamus won the U.S. title in the Battle Royal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Because it's Sheamus and nobody fucking gives a shit.
Thanks, Kinkins. Thanks.
Okay.
Totally forgot about that one.
Shit. Well, so that just happened recently. Maybe that's why we're too close to it to remember it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. Absolutely. So.
It's U.S. title. Who the fuck cares?
You guys noticing a couple of more less than mild injuries happening with WWE superstars lately?
Yeah, I'm sure I mentioned that at some point.
Yeah. There's apparently rumor going around that there's a mandate that the workers have been told to be more aggressive.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, like, you know, when you hit him, actually hit him for real. What do you think?
Or get as
that
close
might,
as you
like,
can.
Like, look good.
Or get as close as you can without actually hitting him.
There's only one problem with that. You slip, and the other guy's in the hospital.
Oh my god, he poked me in the eye.
So,
that's what happened. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened on to Cesaro. He got poked in the eye and scratched something thanks to Kofi.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was about to bring that up, but yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, do they need to be more aggressive nowadays just to keep people's interests, keep people tuned in?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like nobody understands what professional wrestling is anymore.
They're trying to compete with UFC, which is really physical and really violent, so they're going to try to do as much as they can without getting really violent, so the more physical, you look a little bit more realistic.
So, matches under a minute.
Saw what you did there.
Well, we're not going back to the days where we have like 18 matches on Raw and all of them last under like 2 minutes.
Hey, if you think about it, Omega, UFC copied off of WWE because Khali won in 6 seconds on Monday against Damian Sandow, or Vince Sandow, or whatever he called himself, McMandow. So that went 6 seconds. So you know.
I'm still
trying
to figure out.
Yes, but Khali's opponent had less credibility than Ronda's.
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell.
Close, though.
Did Sandow do? Like, seriously, he did something to piss somebody off.
After Monday, I think he may have done a Vince McMahon impression in front of us, the wrong person. That's why he's been eating shit the way he has for the past, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months.
No, because you know that Vince McMahon's in the back laughing his ass off.
Yeah, true. Vince would be like, hey, that's a great idea there, Sandow. You do a great impression of me. I'm going to bury your ass.
That's exactly it. So.
I don't know. If we can get AJ Lee winning with a judo hip toss on Monday night in like under 16 seconds, I'm good.
Yeah, that won't happen.
God damn it.
She had to sell for Eva Marie on SmackDown.
What is it with treating their champions like dog shit?
Who thought it was a good idea to give Eva Marie offense?
Oh, fuck's sake. Well, speaking of AJ, did we at least enjoy the return?
Well, I thought that maybe we would before we moved on to that part, talk a little bit of who you'd like to see carry the IC title.
Cesaro, enough said. Move on.
Does anybody have a problem with Cesaro having a title?
No.
He's not Bo.
I'm in full agreement.
He's not Bo Leavable. It should be Bo Dallas.
Oh, Bo. Oh. Friday Night SmackDown, Bo Dallas really got the fans to finally freaking boom because he scoop slammed
a midget.
He scoop slammed El Torito.
Which was hilarious.
It was funny as hell. So.
You want heel heat, beat up a midget.
There you go. It always works. You can toss a midget. And people will cheer, especially if you toss a midget into a crowd of guys and they go down like bowling pins. But you can't beat up a midget.
Spug and I argued for years that we should be throwing midgets. You know, but no, we kept getting shot down. Now somebody does it on WWE TV and they're over.
I don't recall ever shooting you guys down for that idea.
No, it was Omega.
Well, there you go. Well, that'll learn you, wouldn't it?
We only wanted to register a dwarf tossing team and even put out an ad for it on Craigslist.
Oh, brother.
Hey, if you want to hear from a midget, go listen to CB Radio from last night. We talked to Little Stella Marie, a midget porn star on CB Radio for hashtag Subway Turns 40.
Oh yeah, Subway turned 40 last night.
Why does the combination of Subway turning 40 and a midget porn star just sound like such a natural thing?
That's why I got him the midget the porn star for his birthday. It fit perfectly. And he did a hell of a job. It was a great interview. Check it out.
Apparently Rob thought it was good, which is kind of funny because Rob's never around anymore.
No, Rob is always... You're getting these people confused. Rob's always there.
Who was not there last night?
Ace.
Was Rob there?
He eventually turned up. He had a close.
Okay.
Rob was actually listening, and he made everyone in the kitchen listen to the show.
Oh, that poor kitchen.
So, he had a close. Rob's always there, though. Ace is, well, anyway. Break time.
Yeah, everybody else in WTR Sunday night, Russ Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're taking our extended break, our only extended break of the evening. So hit the kitchen, get yourself a tasty, refreshing beverage, load up on your munchies, and then meet us back here, and we'll talk AJ Lee and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Only to find that I'm losing my mind. I've been standing to the side, black and slow as my guide. Only to see there's a price to be free. You can cast a magic spell or pull the sword from the stone.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are. The evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio is back.
Yes!
I know. The show hasn't gone anywhere. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying WrestleTalkRadio.com is back.
Yes!
Visit all the new historical WrestleTalkRadio.com to learn about the history of the show and hear shows from the past that you never thought you would ever hear again.
Yes!
Plus, you can now follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night.
What?
Like us on Facebook.
What?
Go to Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio.
Yes!
Once again, visit the all-new WrestleTalkRadio.com today.
Yes!
Will you stop that?
No!
Cut it out!
No!
I've got cookies.
Maybe.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucked, and what's up? Sub, what'd you pick?
I think I picked Cena sucked.
No, you didn't.
A little bit. Great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why did I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Oh, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations. You picked the winning one. today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a wrong swap them? Do I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl trick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
Alright, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's picks, CB Radio and WGR picked. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
seeing something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls, so I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I don't know if we're going to be a full 2 hour show tonight, guys. Do you want to do something to stretch it out so we do actually hit the magic 2 hour mark?
Another 7 minute smoke break?
Smoking is bad, okay? So don't smoke, kids. Let's instead talk about AJ Lee returning to Raw and actually winning the championship. Basically pulling on Paige what Paige pulled on her. That was interesting. Omega, please elaborate.
Jeez. I don't know what all the confusion is about the pregnancy rumors. Clearly, she's got her baby right on her waist where it belongs.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to bring that up.
I love this segment.
Demabs. Holy shit.
You were looking at her abs.
Fucking her abs, her ass, fucking everything, mate.
There you go. I knew the ass was in there someplace. Let me guess. It rates a very close to behind what's her name?
Behind Paige.
No, I was actually
Natasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, but it's dead ass on a very geeky, nutso girl. Like, I curse CM Punk for taking her off the market.
Like you had a shot before.
I don't give a shit.
As does this long, long line of males in this universe.
Even the ones who don't want to admit it because it'll make them look like creepy pervs. Speaking about older guys.
Biting tongue.
I'm hoping you do.
But look,
I can't open the door any wider for you than that.
I was told to be good. I'm gonna just
anyway. Yeah, fucking behave yourself.
To talk on topic for like 3 seconds in this show.
All right, fine, go for it. Have fun.
The whole return, like the way AJ comes back, surprise, surprise, yeah, Rock got it in one, congratulations.
Skip, skip, skip.
Yeah, pretty much. This is gonna be the shit cherry on the shit sundae that was Paige's title run.
Yeah.
You know, to have the belt change in the same way that was taken off AJ. Oh. Like, as much as I'm happy to see AJ back, like, she's been missed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also signals a really bad end to Paige's first chance. Like, yeah. Paige came in, she got one over on AJ. Yay, it was a surprise. Congratulations. From there, you know, having him go up against Alicia Fox and Naomi, you know, that's the real cream of the crop right there. And then handing the belt back to AJ. As much as, like, this was dismissed on Monday night in our chat, I almost get the feeling that Paige is going back to NXT.
Yeah.
As a failed project. You know, it's hard for somebody who is given a chance to get over, but doesn't have the means to get over. You know, Paige had popularity, sure, but they didn't really give her a chance to do anything on television. They, you know, the first couple of months of her title reign was spent on Alicia Fox going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was put as the background of this whole Naomi Cameron breakup that's incoming. Then they take the belt off her. You know, how's she supposed to fucking get over if the mechanism isn't there for her to get over, or they just, you know, turn the camera on somebody else?
Well, here, you know, I don't see them sending her back to NXT at all. I see her and AJ working a program, and the beginning of that was hinted at on Friday Night SmackDown. And Paige came out to watch AJ's title defense, and then climbed into the ring and shook her hand, and, you know, she stood up and applauded AJ's win.
You know, I should just get this pre-taped and have Rock play it almost every week when we start the show. Mix does not watch SmackDown.
Yeah, I know you don't watch SmackDown.
He misses half the shit.
Oh, by the way, and clip.
What are you clipping?
Mace doesn't watch SmackDown, and clip.
Joey doesn't share food.
Yeah. Can we sneak that somewhere into the intro, you know, as a disclaimer or something? So I don't have to fucking repeat it every week.
We need to get...
Well, you know, at this point in time, we know you don't watch SmackDown. I was filling you in and explaining to you why I disagreed with you, because I watch SmackDown.
No, basically what we need is Paul Heyman to say the word mace, and then we can fix that famous promo that base doesn't work Tuesdays. Basically doesn't watch SmackDown, and that would be a clip.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd work.
Continue.
If you can figure that out, yeah. No, I just so you know, that's what happened on Friday Night SmackDown. Paige came out to watch AJ's first title defense, and after, you know, regaining the championship when AJ won, Paige stood up, she applauded, she walked into the ring, she shook AJ's hand and left. And AJ's like, okay, whatever. I see a heel turn for Paige and a program between the two of them leading up to a big knockdown dragout for SummerSlam. Yeah, it might even be earlier. It might even be Battleground.
See, I don't see the whole thing as a failed experiment.
Mm-hmm.
It feels more like, well, AJ asked for time off after WrestleMania because she wanted to go off and marry the guy who quit the company.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like instead of just, you know, we just got that done with this whole angle where basically the entire Divas division could not take this belt off of AJ.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than make that whole run look completely pointless, you know, rather than just going, oh, well, oh, yeah, they couldn't do it for like half a year. Then, oh, wait, someone got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to make a story out of it. They decided to make something a little bit more unexpected. Okay, here's this rookie. She's really good in NXT. She's coming in and, oh, look, she won the title. And, you know, okay, it's just a holdover until AJ gets back. But in a sense, it kind of works. I mean, it's unfortunate that Paige's first run gets reduced to just keeping the belt warm for AJ.
Yeah.
But it's more interesting than just handing it to Alicia Fox for 3 months after she continuously failed to take the belt.
You know, I have to, you know, bringing up Alicia Fox, I just have to say I'm really glad that, you know, she doesn't have that title. And
yeah,
didn't get
yeah.
a chance to hold it.
She's,
in the meantime,
go ahead.
Well, see, in the meantime, the advantage is that with the whole point of Paige is the shock value of someone new coming in and taking that belt on their first attempt. So that's really all you need with her. They've used that as a platform to start building things, you know, an actual character and even a little bit of storyline within the Divas division itself for the first time in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't see it much as a, you know, I think it's doing a disservice to call it an experiment, especially a failed one. You know, it was an opportunity for WWE to pull something unexpected to get people talking. And then while there was some attention on the division, start changing things up. Which I think as a holdover plan while AJ was gone, I think that works out pretty well.
You do have a point, but at the same time, you know, if they had spent the time building Paige, this is the thing. I don't think they've built Paige properly. Like, this match could have been seen as something like, you know, if they're going to go in this direction like Tim wants to go, that they put these two together, have them feud. You could have had something on a Lita and Trish level for the New Age if they had taken the time to build Paige during this time instead of building Alicia Fox and building Naomi and Cameron. I just find that this could have been a lot bigger than what it currently is if they had spent the time putting the attention on the champion rather than her challengers.
I'm not going to disagree with what you're saying, and I see where you're coming from and all that other fun stuff. But that being said, at the same time, if they hold off until SummerSlam for these two to finally really hit it off, that gives them ample time to solidify Paige as a heel, as opposed to building her up as the champion, the girl who came in and on a quote-unquote fluke took the title off of AJ and sent AJ away for 2 months. Instead of building her up as a babyface, right, now they can build her up as a slow burn into being an all-out bitch.
You could have done that even with the babyface build.
Well, no, yeah,
if you've done the two months in the babyface build, then you start building somebody who's. Excuse me for a second.
We're excusing you.
This is where one of you guys should fill in and fill the gap. Just point that one out.
Yeah, what, did he have to go and use the potty or something?
He's distracted talking.
He just got caught by Walmart security.
Uh-oh. Damn those iPod cases.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the month, you know? That's just terrible.
You want to get into that? Might as well get into that story now since you're talking about it.
Oh, we're going to go into, like, my so favorite topic of the night?
Yeah, I just detect a little note of sarcasm when you say that.
Well,
set it up.
Go ahead.
No, set it up first and let him go.
Yeah, set it up first, and then I'll tell stories.
Okay, well, in case you've been dead or living under a rock for the last week, you'll know that Emma got nabbed by Walmart security for shoplifting a $21 iPod case. She was immediately released from the WWE and immediately rehired by the WWE. Speculation out there is you get buggered up like that when you're on a work visa. Your work visa is immediately suspended. WWE had absolutely no choice. They had to say, well, we've terminated her. And then it comes to light that, oh, it was a mistake, and she was using one of those self-checkouts and just forgot to scan it, or it didn't scan when she tried to scan it and then put it in the bag. So.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear stories from our intrepid Australian, Mr. Mace.
Oh, this is actually quite amusing because, and I've mentioned this on a few Facebook pages, very gladly to put this information out there. This isn't the first time Tennille has been busted shoplifting.
Talk to us, man! You're giving us an internet worldwide exclusive!
dish, gossip.
Okay. This is the thing, like, a lot of Australian wrestlers are poor as shit. So there's quite a few people out there who will go and grab bits and pieces for gear and not really pay for it.
Yep.
Because our security systems over here are fucking terrible. As a former security guard, I can tell you our security systems over here are terrible. And she has admitted a couple of times in locker rooms that she's grabbed bits and pieces without actually paying. Mm-hmm. And it's always been small stuff too, you know. It's been, you know, it's the usual knockoff stuff for girls, you know, knock off a lipstick here or it's always tiny items. She has gotten away with it quite a lot. But yeah, you'd think in her current situation, being employed by the WWE, they don't exactly make, you know, sweet fuck all.
Mm-hmm.
That she'd have to resort to her old ways.
Hashtag klepto.
Not really. Like, it's not something she'd do all the time. It's just that I've overheard her bragging about picking up a few lipsticks from, you know, the local Target or something over here.
Mm-hmm.
To a couple of the other girls in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the first time she's done this. It's just sad to see her do it in her current situation. And the fact that she got busted is absolutely hilarious to me.
Well, the question I put forth to you, Mace, do you think that it was a legit oopsie, or do you think that she was trying to pull a fast one either as a dare or just for the thrill?
Okay, here's the thing. They wouldn't have arrested her for a $21 iPad cover unless she intentionally went to take it.
Okay.
That's the thing a lot of people would, like, most times, if you forget something at one of those self-serve checkouts, and those things have only come in down here in the last 3 years, so it's still very new technology down here in the land of the backwards country. So, you know, every now and again, somebody will forget to scan something and the alarms will go off, and usually it's just sorry, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
And you put it, you know, you go back in, pay for it, you're done. No problems, no charges, no nothing. If you're going to get busted for something like this, it is not a simple, I missed the scan at the checkout.
Mm-hmm.
It was intentional. Okay, no matter how many Emma fans are going to jump to her defense saying, oh, she just forgot. Just forgot would have required her going back into the store and paying for it, or admitted, oops, I missed. Here, I'm sorry, here's the money. For an arrest to happen, there has to be, you know, proof of intent.
Because
the fact that they probably have it on footage on security, her dropping it into a bag, into a pocket or whatever.
I was about to say no.
And then she has to leave the store.
Yeah.
Then she has to leave the store, leave the property before the security can stop her. That's all legal. That's the way it is done all over the world. So for something like this to happen, it's intentional. I'm sorry. She intentionally did it, and she got busted. End of story. You know, all these claims of, oh, it was to fill quota and all that bullshit. No. And frankly, this isn't the first time that she's done it. It's just the first time she's done it in the U.S.
It's a pretty stupid thing to do when you're working on a work visa.
Yeah. But here's another thing about Tennille. She thinks she's invincible. She thinks she can get away with doing and saying whatever the fuck she wants. Because she's her. You know, the self-inflated ego, the sense of self that she has. You know, she would get away with disrespecting everybody she could in a fucking locker room until somebody, you know, of more seniority told her to shut the fuck up. Now that she's working for the WWE, that ego went through the roof from the second she fucking signed. So hopefully, if anything, this knocks her down to earth and gets her to fucking knock that attitude off. Because unfortunately, unlike Australia, she hasn't got a fucking cock she can suck to get out of it. And I'll say that straight up. The only reason why she ever went to Canada to train with Lance Storm was because she was riding fucking Carlo. And Carlo stayed down here and opened a school. So, you know, fucking bitch had it coming. I'm sorry to get personal, but fuck, you know, I knew the girl. Trained with her. Worked shows with her.
How dare you share first-hand insight with us?
Yeah, I know. Surprisingly enough, I've said this exact same thing on Facebook pages and stuff like that, and it's like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Bullshit. You know, it's like these people don't exist before they hit the WWE. You know, it's not like they're fucking human and flawed. Fucking hell. But I'll go sort of theory-wise for the return, though. Next month, August, early August, is the Australia tour. She has been featuring so heavily in all the advertising down here. She's recently come off doing a media tour down here to promote the tour. So I think a lot of the backlash would have been from, oh crap, she's been heavily featured in our Australia tour and we're going to take her off the tour. Oops. Shit. Quick, somebody rehire her for a couple of months. Well, that, and let's face it, if they're going to release Emma for shoplifting, oh my god, they'd have to go and rethink the entire fucking roster at this point.
Oh yeah. Well, that was the report that came out afterwards, was they actually had a second thought go, oh wait, Jack Swagger, DUI,
Randy Orton, drug-related paraphernalia. Van Dam in general?
Well, some of those they punished, but you're talking about the ones they didn't punish, which was Jack Swagger, which was it Cameron or Naomi that got caught bribing an officer?
Cameron.
Yeah, quite a few legal troubles to just kind of like sweep under the rug, and then it's like, oh, $20 shoplifting, you're fucking gone.
Yeah, like the only thing with that though is, as Tim already stated when he was prefacing all this, it's a visa issue at that point. Any conviction can cause your visa to be revoked.
Right.
If her visa got revoked, the WWE has no choice but to get rid of her.
It all depends
on charges laid and everything at this point.
It wouldn't have been revoked in 24 hours.
No, it wouldn't have been revoked in 24 hours. I believe they're still waiting if this is actually going to be any type of any punishment or anything like that.
4 hours of community service and an online course.
Yeah, well, that type of punishment's not going to get the visa revoked.
It was a misdemeanor. It's
if they decided, hey, you've got to be in, you know, you got to do time served 48 hours or something like that, then there's the consideration to pull the visa.
Yeah, so that's when everyone started talking about the visa. It's like, it's 24 hours. No.
Any longer than 48 hours, it would be up for consideration to revoke her visa. But I think probably WWE went a bit too early, jumped the gun as well. Like, they probably thought, oh crap, here we go, she's going to have to do some time served, better kick her out. And then, oh, okay, she's only getting community service. Eh, that's fair enough. In the end, we're not creative, we're not backstage at the WWE shows, you know, we're not in the boardrooms in Connecticut, so we're not really going to know why. I don't think it'll ever come to light why. It was just an amusing 48 hours, though.
It was an amusing 2 hours. Released and then brought back. Because that's how fast it was.
Here's the thing. You guys had the story when it broke and everything. You gotta realize, I was asleep when it broke.
Yeah, I know.
So I wake up to Emma's being released. I was laughing my ass off. Then a couple of hours, she's been reinstated. Oh, okay. That's amusing.
The thing that probably hurt her the most, it could have happened in Kentucky, it could have happened in Iowa, it could have happened in Florida or California. It happened in Hartford, Connecticut, the McMahon's backyard. That did not help her. It would have been blown over everywhere else, but it happened in Vince's backyard. And that's what caused it all the bigger problem. Happened in Connecticut. Vince doesn't like bad things happening in Connecticut.
Well, no, he earns half of it, doesn't he?
That's the point.
Well, not for much longer.
But yeah, it was amusing, and look, I'm glad to put out the information out there that she's done this stuff before. It's not uncommon, you know. But, yeah, I figured at some point that this was going to come up. I almost wasn't on the show today. So, yeah. It's good to sort of get the information out there, and frankly, you know. But then again, in the grand scheme of the interwebs, who the fuck am I but a tiny fucking speck?
Your internet... No.
No, that's Omega. Omega's internet famous.
No, I was going to say your internet, Dave, but...
Probably on that level. Sure, why not?
That was the setup for that. Since he's on a phone call, anything else you want to add to that? Anyone?
I'm now very curious as to where they're going to go from here with Emma. Because Santino's retired, so there goes, like, the storyline that she had. And the fact that there's probably going to be some sort of punishment for this action.
It'd be funny if they actually made her gimmick is that she is a klepto.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people, like a column writer that I read and retweet quite often, Mr. Tito, he suggested that straight out. Like, use this. You know, her little dancing things being with the crowd. Why not use her as a part of, say, the AJ Page feud or something, where Emma steals the belt and gives it back to Page or something like that, you know? which could be interesting. It'd give her more personality than the nothing that she has right now.
I just like to see backstage segments where all of a sudden someone's, you know, someone's bag or, you know, whatever their favorite prop is just ends up, you know, gone. You know, someone stole Adam Rose's glasses and then just behind her, Emma's just walking past with them on.
Be ready for an iPad case joke on Monday Night Raw. I'll just point that one out.
Well, okay. Here we go. Because most people, if somebody, Rock, could repost the link into the chat for me, because chat hasn't worked for me all night. This is a nice little gift that's been floating around since this story broke, actually. That works quite well with the situation.
Indeed.
But yeah. Has there really been any other news stories that we need to cover, considering we have a little bit of time trying to buy time for Tim to get back?
No, because we're going to go to quick hits.
Let's do
it. Sounds good. Fuck this.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
So we're doing something a little bit differently with Quick Hits tonight. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're all getting the same question. So, the first question is this. Who is the greatest Robin of all time?
Who's the greatest Robin of all time? We're going character, actor...
Who
I like Robin Leach from those.
No. Who played?
Yeah.
No, as in Batman and Robin. Who portrayed Robin of all time?
Okay, because I was gonna Robin from How I Met Your Mother was pretty cool.
Burt Ward, come on, get it right.
Well, that's the question, Tim. Where you all get the same question? Who was the best Robin? In the
Burt Ward.
Burt Ward. That's your opinion. What's your guy's opinion?
Anyone who's not Chris O'Donnell.
Richard Grayson.
I'm a Tim Drake fan.
And of course, nobody likes Jason Todd.
Fuck Jason Todd.
Nightwing rules.
You missed the joke there, which was Jason Todd, but okay.
Never mind, yeah. Didn't exactly miss the joke.
To be honest, I don't really have a preference on like actors who have played Robin because,
then just say Burt Ward and be done with it.
Nah, I'd say the guy who did the animated series, but I can't remember his name.
Really?
Like the voice fit the character really well. I'm talking like season 1 and 2 Omega, not 3 and 4, where they changed it and turned to shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Lauren Lester.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Are you giving any specific name, Omega?
Not in particular. Nothing really stands out in that sense. You know what? I'm gonna if I'm gonna go with one like an actual actor and a portrayal, I'll give it to Scott Menville who played him in Teen Titans.
And if you couldn't figure it out, who portrayed Batman the best?
Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, Conroy.
I've met the man, so I have to say that legally.
I missed meeting the man.
And this weekend, I get to meet the new Joker.
All
awesome.
Now, Tim, you have to weigh in on who portrayed Batman the best.
Well, these guys are, like, choosing, like, animated voice characters, aren't they?
It is still considered a portrayal. I'm sorry, if you lift it up to live action, the pool would be pretty fucking thin.
Just for shits and giggles, I'm going to say Ben Affleck.
Fuck you.
That's the reaction I was looking for.
Yeah, die in a fucking fire. By the way, considering we're on a Batman kick for the second, we got a couple of minutes. I want to sort of get Omega's opinion on this rumor. Matt Smith as Riddler.
Hang on a second, guys. I just have to interrupt to address King Kittens. Guess who has two thumbs? And go fuck yourself. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I would actually buy that. The 11th Doctor twisted the right way. Yeah, that's perfect Riddler training.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That was a rumor that was passed around in the last week that supposedly Matt Smith was at a convention and they asked him, you know, if you could play anybody at in a Batman film or TV series, who would you pick? And he obviously went, you know, I'd love to be Batman, but if I can be Batman, then probably Joker. And somebody else suggested, what about Riddler? And he's gone, I could do that. and then all of a sudden people, you know, as usual, photoshopped him into the Riddler promo shots from like the Arkham series. And it was like, wow. I could see this happening. Yes, anyway, now we've talked geek for the night, I suppose we can finish the show.
Well, then, in that case, I'll just say thanks, everybody, for tuning in to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, tomorrow night, immediately following the end of Raw, it's the Raw Post Show right here.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Absolutely. And you want to tune in and listen to Rock and Lindsay break down 3 hours worth of Raw into 45 minutes.
Yes. Yes, you do.
They won't analyze it, they won't critique it, they'll make fun of it, and they'll tell you what happened.
Yes, that's what we will do.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, on Thursday night, you got a little thing called The Rack.
Yes, The Rack, live at its brand new start time, 10 p.m. Eastern. I go back and listen to our interview with the author of the 30 years of WrestleMania, Brian Shields. Go back and listen to it right now, right here on Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com. This Thursday, we'll be talking NXT, Impact, and all the news you can handle is The Rack. Thursday night's brand new time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRD_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack.
There you go. And Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it, it's another edition of CB Radio.
The weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to her.
You might hear an undersized, vertically challenged midget talk about her porn career.
And movies.
Oh, wait, that was last week.
That was last week. That was last night. Hashtag Subway Turns 40. Go back and listen to it. We had a lot of fun. A 3-hour almost show. Check it out. We talked to Lil Stella Marie. I had some fun. It's CB Radio. It's weird. It's wacky. It's unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas.
Yeah, and you can follow yours truly, Tim Stein, on Twitter at GoNHLGo.
You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Go check out WildTalkRadio.com. Read my review of SummerSlam 1994 and more to come.
Absolutely. Should we let the guys plug shit?
I suppose. We should tell...
Okay, Mace.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Because we're going to get to Mace first, but when we get to Omega, we need to tell people to stalk him this weekend.
Oh, no.
Just remember that. We need to remind people.
Stalkity stalk.
But first, Mace, plug.
It, as usual, you can follow me at The Mace Thing. Don't bother with Facebook, because I hate everybody. If you are wanting to play card games...
Shut up.
If you're wanting to play card games in the eastern suburbs of Victoria, Australia, then head on down to Next Level Games at 164 Marinda Highway, Ringwood, Tuesday through Sunday. They're playing everything there now. Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pokemon, Vanguard, Magic, randomized board games, X-Wing, Star Wars. If you can play it, they've probably got it. Basically, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. is Magic Standard, and also a conspiracy draft. I'm going down there, so if you're in the area, feel free to come along and actually come and meet me in person. I'm actually somewhat, you know, better looking than I really think I am.
Apparently not.
Yeah, shut up, Tim. Better looking than you, old man. Shut up.
Oh, that is where you're wrong.
Speaking of, if...
okay, shut up.
For those of you who are going to PAX Australia this year, I will be attending as media. I will be wearing a WTR t-shirt, so I will be nice and easy to find. At least I will be on Saturday. Sunday, I'm planning probably a Deadpool... No, some sort of Deadpool cosplay, so I'll be hard to find on the Sunday. So on the Saturday, I'll be wearing a WTR shirt. Come on, say hello, let me know that you actually listen to the show, because I'd actually be surprised and go, holy crap, somebody actually listens to this crap.
Yeah, just hide from Will Wheaton.
He could be there, thank God. But, yep, that's pretty much it for me, except for one last thing. Omega and I should hopefully record some sort of movie review with some sort of transforming robots and explosions. When we get that done, that'll be available right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
There you go. Okay, now it's Omega's turns.
Okay, we'll forget that whole thing we're supposed to remember, but...
You mean stalking you?
Oh, God.
Stalk him at MetroCon.
Yeah, because that doesn't happen already.
No,
I forgot that completely until you brought it up.
What you need to do is run up and give him a big old hug.
That doesn't happen already.
No, you take a photo with Omega and put it onto the Wild Talk Radio Facebook page, and we might win a prize that Tim Stein will send out in the next 10 years.
You're so full of shit.
What you need to do is pet Omega's hair. Shiny.
Again. Anyway, let the man plug.
You can find my stuff at tjomega.org or all my videos at tjomega on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter at tjomega. And for Facebook, it's tjreviews because there's a shithead who got in first.
Aw, shithead. That being said, we're done. Everybody, don't forget, we're back at it next Sunday night for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com.
Tim?
Yes?
Your Raw chat?
Tomorrow night, during Raw, show up right where you are, for those of you listening live. For those of you who are listening to the archive, go to wildtalkradio.com/chat.php. You know, go to the chat room. During Raw, we'll do a live Raw chat.
And Ken Ken says, lick Omega to claim him as your own.
Gross.
Again.
He's just stating what he wants to do to you, Omega, that's all. Anyway.
I knew there was something wrong with that Arizona kid. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Catch you next Sunday. Bye. Rock, you're supposed to,
WildTalkRadio.com.